Star Walker Studios presents Game Master's Journey, your multidimensional RPG podcast. For a show about game mastering, there are precious few episodes about how to be a game master. That ends now. Today, I set off again on the Obsidian Monolith to answer the question, how do I become a game master? In this, the first of my series of GM 101 episodes, I will do my best to share what I've learned in my over 20 years of experience as a game master. So join me on the journey. Together, we can become game masters truly worthy of the title. Hello, listener. Greetings, fellow GM and or player. Welcome to Game Master's Journey, your multi-dimensional RPG podcast. I'm your host, Lex Starwalker, and I am transmitting to you today from the Obsidian Monolith somewhere outside time and space. So you know how sometimes something occurs to you and it seems so obvious that you wonder how on earth you never thought of it before? Well, I had a similar occurrence myself just actually earlier today, although I think this has been happening for a while, again and again and again, where I started wondering, you know, I make this show, Game Master's Journey, and I talk about role-playing games, and I talk about being a game master, and here and there, you know, in the, 60-some episodes I've produced so far, you know, there are little tidbits and words of wisdom from myself, from various other GMs I've had on the show. But I don't know that I very much really focused in on how do I become a game master. So this episode is for the players out there. I know a lot of these these shows are kind of focused on game masters, and they're kind of made for other GMs. But I'm going to do a whole series of episodes about game mastering that are really for players of RPGs who want to become a game master. Or I think even a more accurate way to say it is they're for anyone who wants to become a game master or is thinking about becoming a game master, even if you're not already a player. Maybe you just found out about this RPG thing and you're like, you know, I want to get into RPGs, but I think I want to be the game master. I don't want to play. Then this is for you. Or maybe you're a player and you've been playing for a long time and you've just never taken the plunge and tried your hand at GMing. This is for you. Or maybe you already are running games, but you're kind of new to it. Or maybe you just feel like you'd like to learn more or you can hone your craft. So that's you. Hopefully these episodes will be helpful to you. Right now, I have no idea how many of these I'm going to do. I have no idea how deep I'm going to go with this. A lot of that will be up to you and your feedback. So I really want to hear from you. If you are someone who is interested in this kind of content, if you're someone that for whatever reason you want to learn more about the art of game mastering, how to run games, how to become a game master, if you're interested in that, if you're interested in this kind of content, I want to hear from you. Shoot me an email, gamemastersjourney@gmail.com. Give me questions. Tell me what you want to know. Tell me what you want me to talk about on these episodes, and I will talk about it. Because honestly, for me, you know, I've been GMing for something like 23, 24 years, I think. It's hard for me sometimes, I think, to put myself in the shoes of a brand new GM and like, what do they need to know? What are the questions in your mind as a new GM that you want answered? So I'm going to do my best to answer those questions, just, you know, winging it, kind of trying to go in the way back machine and remember, you know, what questions I might have asked when I first started and trying to answer those. But what will really make these episodes much more helpful to you and everyone else like you that wants to learn about GMing is you writing in to me and letting me know what you want. What questions do you have that you want me to answer? What topics do you want me to talk about? And the sky's the limit. If it has to do with GMing, the sky's the limit. Now, today I'm starting with really basic stuff, but that is not to say that we can't talk about more advanced things. So if you want to hear about, you know, how do you handle problem players, or how do you manage your time? You know, something I've been wrestling with myself lately is how do you know how much you can really handle? You know, if you've already got a campaign going and you're thinking about starting another one, how do you know if you can really do that and do the second one as well as you're doing the first one? You know, I don't know. Whatever questions you have, it can be as simple or as advanced as you like. It doesn't matter. If it has something to do with GMing, it's fair game. Now, the only stipulation I will have is, you know, I'm not going to say don't send in questions specific to a certain game, but just understand that unless you're asking about a game I have personal experience with, I may not be able to help you. And I want to keep this as generic as I can because, you know, I want this to be helpful for anybody wanting to run any game. And I think I can do that. So we'll see, right? We'll find out. So one thing that I hear heard said, that I hear heard said a lot, that doesn't make any sense. One thing that I hear said a lot among writers is, you know, a lot of times if you ask a writer, when did you decide to become a writer, or how did you decide to become a writer? A lot of times their answer will be something like, I was reading this particular book and I thought to myself, I can do this. Or even I thought to myself, I can do this better than whoever wrote this book is doing it. That's how it happened for me. That's when I decided to take a stab at being a writer. I was reading a book and I was like, you know what? I could write something way better than this crappy book I've been reading. And no, I'm not going to tell you what the book was, mainly because I don't remember. It was a Star Wars book, like one of those multitudes of Star Wars expanded universe books, but I don't remember which one it was. So I had a similar moment as a GM, which has kind of led to me finally doing this. Like I said, I think I've had the thought here and there for a while. And I think the main thing that's kept me from doing this is just feeling like I'm not good enough. Like, who am I to talk to you about how to be a game master, right? Like, I'm just Lex Starwalker. I'm just some guy that blabs into a mic and makes a podcast. Like, anybody can do that. Like, literally anybody. There's no quality control when it comes to who can make a podcast. And I'm sure if you've listened to many podcasts, you know that, right? You know, there are great podcasts, there are not so great podcasts. Anybody can do it, right? So whenever I would have this idea, I would kind of be like, yeah, you know, who am I to tell people how to run games? You know, I'm not a game designer. I'm not some famous, I don't know, someone like Monty Cook or Ed Greenwood or someone like that, you know? So who am I to tell you how to be a game master? It just seems pretentious to even think that I could do that, right? Or at least that's how it seems to me. However, I have had something like 24 years of experience. So surely I've picked up some things along the way, right? So what finally happened today is I look everywhere I can find, I look everywhere for any kind of resources I can find for, you know, how to be a better GM. And, you know, years ago, a lot of times I would read books about writing, like how to be a writer. And there are some great books about writing, or really any great book about writing will apply directly to being a GM, because it's, in a lot of ways, it's the same thing. And I would find myself thinking as I was reading a book about how to be a better writer about, oh, you know, this applies to running role-playing games too. You know, I can use this new thing I've learned in RPGs as well to be a better GM. But in recent years, there are actually books that have been published about game mastering and, you know, all kinds of stuff. There's all kinds of stuff out there now. Some of it better than others. And one thing that I've found is some of these books about game mastering are really good, you know, some of them not so much, but some of them are really hard to read. Some of them are like, sometimes I feel like reading some of these game mastering books, like I'm at work watching a PowerPoint presentation on something like really kind of boring, you know? And it's like, this is my hobby. This is something I do for fun. I should not feel like I'm at work at a seminar watching a PowerPoint when I'm listening to someone tell me how to be a better game master. And that's when I had that moment when I was like, you know, I could do this, or even I could do this better, or even I could just make it more entertaining. I mean, who has time to read a book, right? Especially a book on how to be a game master that's really dense and written by someone who is not necessarily really a writer and is not making it entertaining or easy or fun to read. And it's like reading a textbook. Like, A, who has time for that? And B, who wants to subject themselves to that, right? You know, unless you're getting college credit, most of us don't want to sit and just read a textbook, right? And even if you do force yourself to read it, how much are you really going to get from it? I mean, I remember being in college and reading textbooks and reading like a whole paragraph or even a whole page and realizing that I don't even remember what I just read because my mind was going other places while I was actually reading the thing because it was so boring and it wasn't engaging me, right? So the nice thing about a podcast is, first of all, hopefully I'm a little more entertaining than reading a book that's really dryly written. And hopefully I'm more entertaining than that. And definitely you can do this while you're doing other things, right? So maybe you're listening to me while you're jogging or you're driving to work or you're at work or whatever. You know, it's hard to do something else while you're reading a book, but you can easily do something else while you're listening to a podcast. Also, I've just been looking for new things to do with the show to keep it fresh and be able to put out more content for you. And so I thought, you know, here's this area, how to be a game master, that is just such a perfect fit for this show. And it's really kind of what this show is really about when you think about it. And I haven't been doing it as much as I would like, or even as I should, maybe, mainly because I didn't feel I was quote unquote qualified to do it. But I mean, who really is qualified to do it, right? It's not like you can get a bachelor's degree in game mastering, or at least not to my knowledge. You know, so I'd say 20 plus years of experience makes me as qualified as probably just about anyone else that might talk on the subject. And besides that, you know, it's not like you need one guru for game mastering, right? It's not like you can only learn from one person, right? Different GMs have different perspectives, have different ways of doing things, have different styles, and you can learn different things from different GMs, which is something I'll talk about a little later. So I had that moment and I was like, what the hell? I'm going to go for it. So I opened up Word. I started typing out an outline, kind of like a syllabus, if you will. Or actually, I guess I didn't do a syllabus. I wanted to do a syllabus, and instead I got distracted by what I would talk about in this here first episode. And I haven't gotten to the syllabus yet. But I really want your feedback before I do an actual syllabus, which for those of you that aren't academics or it's been a long time, by syllabus, I just mean an outline of what topics I'm going to cover in what order and how I'm going to structure this. So over X amount of episodes, I teach you how to become a GM, if that's what you're wanting to do, or at least get you started, right? So, yeah. So I don't really want to come up with all that until I hear from you what you want, what you need to know about becoming a GM. So it worked out good. I'm just going to do this first episode. Hopefully I'll get lots of feedback from you, and then I'll use that to decide where to go next. So today, I just want to start very, very basic, which is basically assuming that you have either decided you want to become a GM or you want to try GMing, or maybe you're just considering it. So you're at that point. You haven't gone any farther than that. And that's where we're going to start. Okay. You know what? Now that I think about it, maybe I should even go a little bit further back than that and talk about why you might want to be a GM. Maybe try to convince you. If you haven't gotten to that point, if you're just a player, it sounds Like, that's something less. But if you're just a player, why would you maybe want to be a GM? Well, personally, I love being the GM. I much prefer it to playing. In fact, if I could just GM all the time, I'd probably never play. Unfortunately, just realities, there's only so much I can GM. I used to think that the main limitation there was time. Just, you know, I only have so much time that I can role play or play role playing games. But I've since learned that in the past, a lot of times that was a limitation. But the real limitation is just how much I can come up with and how much I can prepare in X amount of time, right? If I'm running campaigns of my own creation, there's only so much I can create in a week, right? So I probably can't run three separate campaigns that are all of my own creation each week. Like, there's just, I'm not even sure I could do two. I definitely couldn't do three, at least not do them at all well. And even published campaigns, I think, take just as much, if not more, prep than running your own campaign. So it's kind of the same thing, because I used to think, not very long ago, I thought, oh, well, I can run one campaign that's of my creation that I'm coming up with, and then I can run one or two other campaigns that are published, no sweat, because I don't really have to prepare much for those published campaigns. Yeah, that's total bullshit. Didn't work out that way. Like I said, you end up preparing as much, if not more, for the published campaigns as you do for your own. So yeah, that doesn't really work. And you still, if you're really going to do the campaign justice and you're going to do your players justice, you still need to do creative things with it. You can't just run it out of the box. You got to tailor it to your players and make changes to the campaign based on what your players do and all that good stuff. And a lot of times it's harder with a published campaign because you have to try to shoehorn what your players are doing into this like campaign structure of what the campaign thinks should happen. And it's a lot easier with your own stuff because you can just make it up as you go and you don't have this end point necessarily that you have to get to like you do in a published campaign. You can get, there can be no end point. It's wherever you end up, that's your end point, right? So that can be a lot easier. But anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. So I don't know. I love being a GM. I think it's fun. If you're at all creative, I think you'll really like it. If you enjoy things like writing or coming up with stories, or even if you're one of those players that like you want to give your GM like an 8-page backstory, if that's you, you might want to think about GMing. If you're the kind of player that is going to develop that much of a backstory for your character, to me, it seems like you're the kind of person that A, would enjoy GMing, and B, would probably be pretty good at it. Oh, and that's something right there. If you're thinking about GMing and you're holding yourself back because of thoughts along the lines of, I don't think I'll be very good at it, or I have this personality aspect that I think will make me not a good GM, like maybe I'm shy, or maybe I'm soft-spoken, or maybe I'm not good at managing people, or I don't know. We have tons of excuses we give ourselves for why we can't do whatever thing it is we want to do, right? If that's you and you're thinking, I can't do it or I won't be very good at it, give it a try and stick with it for a while, because I don't think anybody starts out as a phenomenal GM. I know I didn't. It's like anything else in life. You learn and you develop better skills as you practice. And practice and practice. It's just like anything else. It's like, you know, you start trying to play piano, you're not going to be playing Mozart on your first day, right? You probably won't even be playing chopsticks on your first day, right? You know, I mean, if I'm going to play piano, I want to learn piano, it's going to take time before I get to the point that I'm going to be able to play anything that anyone other than my mom is going to want to listen to, right? Or my wife. Right? So it's the same thing with game mastering, only it's, I don't think it's as hard as playing piano. I think your first adventure will be something your players enjoy, unlike your first piano recital. It will be something that your players will enjoy and will be glad that they were part of. But anyway, how to be a GM, all right? So you've made this decision, or maybe you're thinking about it and you want to explore it. So what do you do, right? Where to start? Well, first of all, I would say the first thing to do is, if it's possible, get some experience as a player first. So if you're someone like you're totally new to the hobby and you've never even played an RPG before, I would really recommend play some games first. Just get some experience as a player, kind of see how the whole thing works. Ideally, get experience in the actual game you want to run, if you know what that is. But experience in any RPG is better than no experience at all. So, you know, if you want to run, I don't know, Star Wars, but the only game you can get in is D&D, I'd say go for it, because as far as things about how a role-playing game works and how being a player or being a GM works, it's going to be pretty much the same. Now, obviously, the mechanics are going to be different and all that, but it will still be valuable to you. So that's my first piece of advice, is get experience as a player. I don't know that it's really going to benefit you to like get experience in as many games as you can. I'd say just, you know, if you can, be a player in the actual game you want to run. So if you want to run D&D, find a D&D game you can play in. But if that's just not possible, then, you know, whatever you can find. I will submit to you, though, that you should be able to get in the game that you want if you're willing to play online. You can play on Roll20 at roll20.net. There are all kinds of games going on there all the time. You can play on Google Hangouts. And yeah, there's other places you can play as well. But if you're wanting to do that, my recommendation would be find a community that is geared around the game that you want to play. So if you want to play D&D 5th edition, find a D&D 5th edition community on Google Plus or maybe Facebook. I mean, I would personally recommend Google Plus. That's where all the gamers are. Get on Google Plus. There are numerous D&D communities and D&D 5th edition communities on Google Plus. Join those and just make a post, introduce yourself and say, hey, I want to get in a game, and get in a game, try it out. Another possibility is to go to a gaming store in your area. Most gaming stores will have games that are run at the store that you can play in. So if you're interested in D&D, chances are really good your gaming store will have D&D Organized Play, which is going to be D&D Encounters, I think it's called, or Expeditions, depending which they're doing. So you can get in that. Now, Organized Play is not the ideal for your first experience as a player. You know, I definitely would not recommend that. I would say find an at-home group with someone, or even a group online. You're going to have a much better experience than an organized play. But if that's all you can do is organized play, then it's still better than nothing. But I don't know that you're going to see some brilliant DMing in that kind of environment, or GMing, I should say. But it's better than nothing. So the next thing is choose the game you want to run. Right. So depending on who you are and what your situation is, that choice may or may not be a difficult choice. All right. It might be a no-brainer. You might be like, obviously, I'm playing D&D, or I'm going to run Star Wars or whatever. So if there's a game you're super into, then obviously that's what you're going to do. If you, however, have a hard time choosing or you're not sure, I would recommend that you choose a less complicated system over a more complicated one. And if you're not sure, you can ask me, or you can ask another gamer that you know that has experience with different systems and say, hey, you know, and this is assuming you don't yourself have a preference of what system you want to run. You could say, hey, I want to try my hand at GMing, and what would be a good system to start out with that isn't going to be super complicated to learn and to run? And so this is so that in the beginning, when you first start out, you can really focus on the art of being a game master and honing your skills as just a game master in general, and not instead be worried about getting the mechanics right. All right. So for example, a game like D&D 3rd edition or Pathfinder, I would not recommend as a game to start out running for a new GM, especially a new GM who is also new to RPGs in general. You know, if you're someone who's been playing for a long time and you're wanting to start running a game that you have a lot of experience playing, then that's different, right? Because you already know the system, you already know the mechanics, and all you really need to worry about is how do I run the game. You don't need to worry about the mechanics. So if you've been playing Pathfinder for years and you're really comfortable with the system, then, you know, maybe go for it running it. I still personally wouldn't recommend it because, you know, that game is really complicated and it's very rules oriented where, you know, there is a right and a wrong answer, unlike some other systems where it's more up to GM discretion. And just, I don't know, that game seems to attract all the min-maxers and the rules lawyers. So especially if you're going to run in like a public setting where you're not running for friends, you're just running for strangers, which, by the way, I would not recommend for your first GMing experience. Run for friends. Don't run for strangers if you can. Yeah, you're going to have people that are going to argue with everything you do, who knows the rules way better than you and are just going to be problems. And you don't want any problems in your or problem players in your first group as a GM if you can avoid it. But anyway, again, if you have a lot of experience with the system, then you may be able to handle something a little more complicated starting out. So personally, if you want my recommendation, like, hey, Lex, what should I start out with? I'd say D&D 5th edition. It's really easy to learn to run and to play, and it's going to be hands down the easiest game for you to find players for. If that's going to be at all an issue for you, like finding people to play in your game, D&D is by far the easiest game out there to find players for. People will come out of the woodwork to play D&D. So I recommend it for those reasons. And I feel like it's in a really good spot as far as how complex the system is. You can definitely find simpler games out there like Fate or a Cypher system game. But unfortunately, when you get to a certain level of simplicity, it actually in some ways makes it more difficult to run, especially for a new GM, because there's not as much structure there to guide you. Okay, so for instance, Numenera is a game I'm a fan of and is a GM-friendly game, if there is such a thing. However, I recommend 5th edition D&D over Numenera because, for one thing, Numenera doesn't have any system whatsoever for building encounters. So, you know, with D&D 5th edition, there is a system there that you can use so that you can build an encounter for your players, your group of players, whatever level they are, whatever number of players you have, you can build an encounter and you can know going in how challenging that encounter is going to be for them, and you can make it as challenging as you want. Numenera doesn't have that. Numenera, it's kind of like, you know, throw something at them and hope it works out okay. There are some very loose guidelines given, but in my experience running the game, those guidelines will steer you wrong as often as they steer you right. So they're kind of worthless, really. And you know, for a more experienced GM, it's not such a big deal because you can do things like adjust the encounter on the fly, or you just run the game enough, you get a feel for what the PCs can handle and what they can't. But for a new GM, you want a system that's going to give you some guidance and help you build appropriate encounters, right? So D&D 5th edition, that's my recommendation to start out. All right, so next, I would recommend that whatever game you're going to run, you read the Dungeon Master's Guide or the core book, right? And read the whole thing. So if you're running D&D, read the Player's Handbook, read Dungeon Master's Guide. As far as read the whole thing, I guess in D&D, I'm talking more about the Player's Handbook, which is not to say that you need to sit there and read every spell or whatever. You know, that kind of stuff you can kind of handle when it comes up. But as far as like how to run the game and the mechanics and all that, you want to read all of that. And as far as in the DMG or in the core book, if you're playing a game like Numenera where there's a core book, you really want to focus on any chapters or sections that are for the GM. And specifically, like how to run the game. How do use the mechanics, how to run the game, how to tell stories, how to build adventures, how to build encounters, all that kind of stuff. Different games are, you know, vary as far as how good that information is. I think the 5th edition Dungeon Master's Guide is fantastic and is another reason that I recommend D&D to start out with, because the Dungeon Master's Guide is so good and there's so much guidance there for you. It makes it really easy. I know back in the day when I started running, I was running D&D 2nd edition, and then I started running Vampire the Masquerade 2nd edition, and the Vampire book, core book, had excellent advice about running, how to run Vampire and how to be what they call a storyteller, game master, same thing. And I learned a lot from that, and I still use things that I learned from that as far as how to structure scenes and how to put scenes together in the stories and stuff like that. So if you have access to multiple RPG books from different systems, read as many as you can. Read those sections for the GM in as many of those books as you can. You know, again, like if you're reading, or if you're going to run D&D, but you've got a copy of, you know, Vampire or something, and you're going to read that, you know, just focus on the how to be a GM, how to run a session. You know, don't worry about the mechanics, because obviously that's not going to be helpful to you. But different books will have different quality and quantity and type of advice for game masters. And so, you know, if you have those resources, definitely use them. So the next piece of advice is probably the best piece of advice I'm going to give you in this episode, which is watch other GMs run games. If you can watch a GM running the game that you want to run, even better, because in addition to, you know, how to tell a story and how to manage a table of players and just how to run a game, you can also learn some mechanical stuff, like how they deal with mechanics. But even if you can't find someone running the game that you want to run, just running, watching a GM run any game will be helpful to you. Pay attention to what the GM is doing. Now, again, this can be in a game that you're playing in as a player, or it could just be a game that you're observing. Make notes of what you see the GM do that you either like or don't like. So either mental notes or write them down. Anything you see the GM do that you have some reaction to, whether positive or negative, whether it's something you're like, oh, I really hate it when he did that, or it's something like, wow, that was awesome what he just did. Remember that, okay? So some ways that you can watch GMs is, obviously, if you're playing in a game, you can observe the GM running your game. You can also watch GMs run games at gaming stores or conventions. Although conventions, depending on the convention and how busy it is, it may not work so well. It tends to be really loud and chaotic, and unless you're like practically sitting at the table, you're probably not going to be able to hear the GM very well, and there just may not be room for you to just kind of hang out and watch. But a lot of times, if you go to your game store, you know, again, they'll have games being run there, and so you can kind of combine this with getting experience as a player, right? So if you want to run D&D and you go check at your local game store and someone's running D&D there once a week, see if you can get in the game, and then, you know, you get experience as a player with the system if you need that, and you also can see how this GM runs. Another great way that this didn't exist when I started GMing is you can watch people run games on YouTube. So there are all kinds of actual play on YouTube. There are whole YouTube channels that's nothing but actual play. I myself have a YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/users/StarWalkerStudios. I run games on there, so you can watch me run games and see how well I do or don't do. Another one just off the top of my head that I highly recommend is the Dice Stormers. They're on YouTube. Just search for Dice Stormers on YouTube. They're really cool to watch because they do a variety of different games. So if the game that you want to run is at all popular or known, there's a good chance that they have videos of that game. And even, I mean, they do some obscure games too. So I'd say any game you want, there's a decent chance that they've done it. They also have multiple GMs. So, you know, again, it's not just seeing one person GM. You want to see as many different GMs as you can. Another good channel on YouTube is Nerdarchy. They run games and they have a few different GMs as well. Their stuff is pretty much all D&D 5th edition, though. So if you're going D&D, you know, that'll be a good one for you. And there's lots of other ones. If you want some more, just let me know, because there's others that I know of or have watched. But yeah, there's some to get you started. So again, what you want to do is you want to watch these GMs run the games, and you want to take notes or just remember things that they do that you either like or don't like. And you're going to take this to start developing your own personal style as a GM. And every GM has their own style, right? And you will too. And your style will develop over time. And a lot of that is just kind of naturally you growing into being a GM and just doing it the way you do it. But if you do this that I'm suggesting and you watch other GMs, especially early when you first start or even before you first started GMing yourself, and if you pick a couple like role models, like find a couple GMs that you really like, the way they run games, and then you can kind of analyze that GM and make that little list of these are the things this GM does that I really like, okay? And then you take those and you try to do that yourself, and you try to emulate the things about those GMs that you like. And in that way, you can consciously shape your own personal GMing style into something more along the lines of what you like in other GMs. So I have an example of this for myself is when I first started playing role-playing games, and I don't think I was even GMing yet at this time. I was just, I was playing some D&D 2nd edition, D&D 1st edition, and I think maybe at this point I might have been playing some Vampire the Masquerade at this point. I'm not sure. But very early, like I'd just gotten into the hobby. I hadn't run a game yet myself. And I remember in my area, we had one game store. And I went to this game store. I think I was actually there to get magic cards, but that's totally non-relevant. But anyway, I was at this game store and there was a game, a D&D game going on while I was there shopping or browsing or whatever I was doing. And there was this guy named John who was running the game. And I was kind of almost transfixed by him because he was a very energetic DM. He was standing up. He was not sitting. Everybody else was sitting around the table. He was standing up. He was moving around the table. He was very energized. He was always in motion. And he would act things out. So, you know, when an NPC made an attack or something, in addition to describing it, like he would act it out a little bit as much as he could, you know? And I thought that was awesome. And that was very, influential of me in my formative years as a GM, seeing that. And when I first started running games, I tried to do that myself. I tried to get up out of the chair. I tried to be animated. I tried to be excited about what I was doing. I tried to be very descriptive in combat as far as what the NPCs were doing and acting it out and trying to do what I saw him do, because when I saw him do it, I thought it was awesome. So I wanted to be awesome too. All right, so I actually have quite a bit more in my notes, but I see this is getting pretty long already. And I want to keep these a little shorter, like kind of more bite-sized chunks. You know, I don't want to bombard you with too much stuff all at once because you won't absorb it as well that way. So I think I'm going to stop this here. So again, just to kind of recap the main points. Again, this is, you know, you're thinking about becoming a GM or you've decided to become one and you're in the very beginning. If you don't already, get some experience as a player, preferably in the game you want to run yourself. Decide what game you want to run. you know, if you have a favorite game, then there you go. Otherwise, if you have some options or you're not sure, lean towards a less complex game, but don't go necessarily too simple unless you feel comfortable with that. I don't think I would recommend a game like a Cypher System game or like Fate for brand new GM. I think it's a little too simple. I think you want a little bit more to help you than what those games provide. But pick something that you're going to enjoy running, that you're excited about, and if you can, you know, pick something a little less complex. I would not recommend something like the Star Wars system or Pathfinder or third edition D&D to start out with. Try to keep it a little simpler. Read the DMG or the core book of the game you're going to run and any other games that you have access to. Really focusing on any advice to the game master as far as how to create adventures, how to design encounters, how to run the game, how to engage your players, all that kind of stuff. Again, you know, some are better than others, but a lot of these books have some really great advice in them. And again, I highly recommend the 5th edition DMG for this. It's a great source of a lot of information. And finally, watch other GMs run games, whether they're games that you yourself are playing in or just games that you're observing. You can find GMs on YouTube and maybe even in your local game store. YouTube is really awesome because, you know, you don't have to worry about being rude. If you get bored, you just turn off the video. You can see a lot of different GMs in a short amount of time. You can skip around. You can fast forward through parts that aren't terribly interesting. So it's a really great resource for new GMs to see other GMs and see what they're doing. And again, while you're looking at these other GMs, you're looking for things that they do that you like, that you want to try to emulate yourself when you start running games. And you're looking for things that they do that you don't like, that you want to avoid doing yourself. And there you go. So I think that'll get us started. Again, you know, please write to me, gamemastersjourney@gmail.com. Let me know what else you'd like to know, how I can help you, because I really want this to be a resource to you. And please, if you know of someone who is a new GM, or they are thinking about becoming a GM, or maybe they're just a player that you think would be a really great GM and you want to encourage them to become a GM, please let them know about this episode and the series of episodes. Word of mouth is still the best way that people find out about podcasts. So please spread the word to anyone that you think that this would be helpful to. What I'm going to talk about next time is starting to think about your first adventure and actually getting your game off the ground, whether you're going to run just a single adventure or you're going to tackle a whole campaign or whatever you're going to do. And I'll talk about, you know, whether it's better to start off with a published adventure or a homebrewed adventure, just some advice for what to do with your first adventure. And yeah, that's kind of what the next one will be focused on. And that's it. That's all I've got so far as plans with this. I'm really kind of waiting to see what people say and what people want to know. So send me your questions and any ideas for topics in this series of episodes that you'd like me to cover. And again, the best way to do so is shoot me an email at gamemastersjourney@gmail.com. Also, you can find the show notes at starwalkerstudios.com/gamemastersjourney. And there you go. I think that's enough for you to think about for now. So hopefully, while you're waiting for the next episode, you'll have some time to go to YouTube and check out some games online and see some people run some games, see what you like, what you don't like, or even better, just observe your own GM who's running a game for you. So I will be back in your ear holes again very soon with another episode of Game Master's Journey. Until then, game on.
This has been a Starwalker Studios production, your source for quality gaming and hobby podcasts.
This episode's music provided by Cloudwalker, Renfield, Tranceboy, and Ish. Please see the show notes for more details at starwalkerstudios.com/gamemastersjourney.